You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Welcome back to episode 174. This is part two. Our guest will be Chris Valenti. Scott Scooter Deal drops by. We've got I Can't Get Behind That and the rest of the Crazy 8 Countdown. Fun stuff. What do you say, everybody? Let's get back into episode 174. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor, Spaz, and look who we have found. It is Scott Scooter Deal.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I told you, don't have to go looking through the dumpster for food. You can come right in the front door.
Yeah, but some of the stuff that you put in that dumpster.
Where'd you get this pizza?
From dumpster two.
Dumpster number two, baby. That's right.
They do have the best pizza in dumpster number two.
It is good. Well, you know, as long as you don't get the pizza and the Korean tacos.
And you found...
No, that's just a bowel nightmare.
It is a bowel nightmare.
You found an interesting note on the way up to
Dude,
the 44th
yeah.
floor.
First of all, it looks like it's written by a 170-year-old man.
Wait a minute. Is it asking if my car's for sale?
Oh, and by the way, is that awesome car for sale? It's Paul.
That's a good name.
It's not Paul the Spaz Ferrazza, is it?
That's not me. I don't write like a 170-year-old man.
It was, well, there's that. Yeah, it's true.
But it kind of, from here, it kind of looks like Asian.
Right, it does. And I'm wondering, it's it was on the front door of your studio, so apparently they think there's something wrong with your studio.
Well, what are they?
It says,
is it from the owners downstairs?
I don't think so. Because I'm pretty sure they just come up and say, "You'll fix this now. You fix it now.
You quiet down.
You shut up. You make too much noise. You disturb the cat. I mean the food."
I find this highly offensive. Just to let y'all know. Yeah, fuck y'all. Why you gotta make fun of my people like that? I don't make fun of big corn-fed white boys like yourself. Let's go out there. Let's go down to Nebraska. Get some corn and tip some cows.
You betcha. I got a date with my sister, Mom.
Thanks, Uncle Dad.
That's right. Uncle Dad. Favorite guy in the world. It says, experienced senior handyman.
Okay.
Guarantees quality work.
Wait, was this left for Rebecca?
I don't know. It says, inside or out. He even gave his license number right here, just so in case you can look him up.
Huh.
Experienced at custom storage sheds. What the fuck are you going to do with that on the 44th floor?
Trust me, we have a lot of stuff we can store.
That's true.
Yeah, you haven't seen my record collection.
House cleaning, moving, and hauling.
Oh, well, yep. Well, that's good.
Moving and hauling.
Personal care and errands for seniors and disabled. Call Paul the Spaz Ferrazza.
I'll knock you out.
Multi knock you out.
So how you been, Scott?
Dude, it's been crazy nuts. Let me tell you.
Crazy nuts.
Yeah, not like sane nuts. These are just, they...
Not
like,
just nuts.
They
not
both just hang nuts. To the left. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they hang to the left. That's bad.
All of
that's
them.
That's just like an empty bag on the right, right side.
And when you sit down wrong, it's...
It's no good for anybody.
We got we've been filming the new season of the Paramedic Chronicles.
I'm waiting for mine.
Right? We've got you scheduled. We've got you scripted.
Yeah.
But we've got this big EMS conference coming up next week. It's here in town. It's the EMS Expo. It's ambulance people from all over the world converge on Vegas.
Why?
Because Vegas is a good place for ambulance people because we like to drink. We like to get really jacked up and go to work. No, we don't go to work. Well, after, we're sober, of course. But it goes to different towns every year. It's an expo, and this year it just happens
to be
Vegas.
No offense. It's not like Comic-Con where you go out there like, oh, look at all new comic books. You go out there, oh, man, look at the new Band-Aids they got out here. These are way better than the ones we had last year.
Oh, you have
I certainly prefer the Powderpuff Girls over the Hello Kitty Band-Aids.
Yes, and if we carried... If we carried Band-Aids that were that high quality, it would be a wonderful thing.
Whatever, man. You've seen what we pay for? Band-Aid is like probably $80.
Well, goddamn right it is. You betcha. Because we got to pay for the lawyers, for the fuckers that sue us every time we put the Band-Aid on. vertically instead of horizontally. I put the Band-Aid on vertically. I'm freaking out.
There's a proper way of putting on the Band-Aid?
Apparently there is.
That's why we need these expos, people.
That's why I have lawyers.
It's a learning experience.
It's a learning experience. Actually, the big thing they do is they bring all the new equipment. The new technology comes out. And it's EMS, honestly enough, like the medical field, is so fast moving. It's just, you know, it's like computer technology. Boom. They come out with a new monitor. Like a heart monitor, and 6 months later, they come out with one that's twice as small and does twice as many things. It's really crazy.
Do you think it's delayed that, you know, all
these...
Yes,
it is.
You think, absolutely. Yeah. How far do you think it's delayed? Because, you know, I think computers are delayed. Like, they have the technology that is wicked fast.
Oh, yeah.
And they just are like, okay, we're not going to come out with this until...
Absolutely not. They do it in stages. It's just... It's like antivirus. You know that the people at McAfee are sitting around coming up with viruses,
putting them out there, and then
coming out with the software. It's a self-sustaining industry. You know, it's like the medicine. You know, not enough people are sick. Let's come up with a virus, and then we can come up with a cure for it, and then, you know, we make $100 million. And
it's almost like Apple on the iPhone and the iPad.
But there are some diseases they don't want to find a cure.
That's
for.
Absolutely.
Oh man, we need to cure cancer now, people.
There is
cancer,
no,
AIDS, all that stuff, and they say
I don't even hear about AIDS anymore. It's not important.
Well, because people are living through it. That's, you know, people look at Magic Johnson, Tommy, what was his name?
Yeah, they're still around.
City, when it first came out, they didn't know how to live with it, but the medicines that they've come up with.
Yeah.
And, Snoop Dogg have full-blown AIDS, or is he just HIV?
I haven't heard. I didn't know Snoop Dogg had HIV, to be honest.
I think he did.
It's very possible, but people are living through it now. People are surviving it. I mean, obviously the underprivileged are still getting screwed, but the people, anybody that's got insurance or money can survive through it. And as long as you live in a bubble and, you know, you eat this, you know,
eat 65 pills a day
right,
for lunch.
Exactly.
And
you know, that's, but,
EMS.
Yes. The expo, there's actually a company called EMS World that puts it on. And they
does
donated.
It teach people how to get the fuck out of the way when an ambulance is barreling down the street?
You know what? That's one thing apparently that nobody knows how to do, especially in this fucking
town. In this town, nobody knows to go to the side. Go off to the right.
They smash on the brakes in front of you. They go left.
Yeah,
apparently, it's ridiculous. I learned this. Apparently in Mexico, the rule is you pull to the left and stop. I was unaware of this until we went to Mexico and saw ambulances driving around. Everybody's pulling to the left. I'm like, no fucking wonder. So, you know, so we just drive down the middle of the road and figure they're going to go one way or the other.
I thought, I mean, honestly, even a 2-lane highway, you all pulled to the right?
You're supposed to.
Because if there's like a three-lane highway, and you're just sitting there going, everybody has to make the left clear.
They should, yeah. They absolutely, because by law, an emergency vehicle is supposed to, not always that they do, but they're supposed to drive in the far left lane at all times. That way, if we have to turn on the lights and sirens,
boom,
you don't have to try and confuse the shit out of people going, oh, what the fuck? Is he going? Is he behind me? Is he going left? Is he going right? You're already in the left lane, so everybody should go, oh, shit, there is. Boom. They pull to the right and they stop. Here they go, oh, no.
Oh, God. What
dude,
I
swear
doing?
To God, we can go opposing where we drive down the wrong direction because you know, we're blocked. And people will literally just stop and stare at us like, what do I do now? And they'll just sit there and you're sitting there with the lights on. Siren.
Just, yeah, go.
And
it's loud, dude.
And we're pointing. We're like, pull to the left, fuck face. Pull to the... And they're looking at me like, Barra, don't what to do. It's hola, bel el reto. Sí, muchas gracias. Jesus. So, yeah, so we have a booth. We have a booth at the EMS Expo this year. We're really excited about that. So we're going to be really out there pushing the Paramedic Chronicles to our field.
Spaz, have you seen any of those on YouTube?
No.
They're awesome. You should.
Do I get to see Brain Matter?
Not yet, but we've got some coming up that will have Brain Matter.
Yeah, he's got some.
Brain Matter is always something I've been very intrigued by.
Really? It's not when you actually touch it, it's like snot. I'm not kidding. It's like really thick snot.
Honestly, I get weak at the sight of my own blood.
Right? Yeah.
No kidding, dude.
I've touched brain matter more than once.
At the expo, will there be any blue waffles? Or
I hope not. There will be some walking around outside. I'll bet you.
What blue what is a blue waffle?
What? Yeah, you missed out on that whole.
Did you miss out on the blue waffle conversation?
I missed out on the blue waffle conversation.
Well, we're talking. I'll bring it up so you can
Let us bring that up, shall we? A blue waffle is technically a medical term for
a medical term called the blue waffle.
Technically, yeah, technically. But it's a medical term concerning a hideously diseased vagina.
Oh no!
Yes, it's a woman that has multiple STDs. Yeah.
And, I really don't bring a picture of it, bro.
I gotta bring it up. Look, it's right there. See? It's
good. A regular picture of it.
It looks like a waffle that's blue in color. And it's usually associated with ladies of the evening. Usually the ones that hang out on Boulder Highway or, you know.
Yeah, not the high class ones we hang out with.
No, not the good ones. These are the ones that are on the strip that drive up in a Mercedes. These are the ones that take the bus to get to the trick.
Or go to that, what's his name's website?
Brandon Lee Harrington.
Brandon Lee Harrington. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah?
.com. Oh, you'll see plenty of blue waffles.
Dude, I gotta deal with these on a personal level. And
I wouldn't say.
You have to deal with those on a personal level? She'd be like, look at this.
There it is.
Look at that. And imagine a baby falling out of that. Can you imagine the first thing you do when you get into this world is have to crawl through that tunnel?
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
Dude, that is crawling through the tunnel of...
Jay just showed me a picture and... No.
You just come out and you're like, I'm sorry.
That's no Smurf.
No, that's not a Smurf.
That's no Smurf.
You've got that image blazed into your brain now.
Oh, yeah. I never need to see that.
You know what's really great about the blue
again.
Waffle?
We've had it in our brains since Scott brought
you're
it up.
Welcome. God, you know what's great about
thanks,
the blue waffle?
Deal. Thanks,
Steele. It's my pleasure. You know what's great about the blue waffle? It comes with an odor.
Oh, God.
It comes with a smell that can only be described as rotten dead body.
I thought you were going to say a side of bacon, maybe scrambled eggs.
No, there's no bacon and scrambled eggs in a blue waffle, man. It is. Oh, it's bacon and scrambled eggs if you leave it on the table in a very humid environment for several months.
Oh, God.
Right, that.
I said it once before. I'll say it again. I can't get behind that.
Right? I can't. Yeah, get behind the blue waffle. Yeah,
I still can't.
And
get
I don't want to get behind the blue waffle.
I don't want to get in front of it or in it.
Yeah, or beside it, or above it, or below it, or generally in the same room as the blue waffle.
But he delivered a baby from a blue waffle.
Yeah, it was something very close to it. It was horrible.
And he had to
messed up.
He had to clean it out with a towel.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
I mean, do you have to put like a hazmat suit on before you suit up and go
you
in?
You would think.
You'd think. It sounds kind of wrong, man. Just let me
nothing is worse on the scene of a medical call than to be delivering a baby and going,
I mean, do you gag at this point?
There have been times. I have thrown up one time on the scene of a call. In 20 years, I've thrown up one time on the scene of a call, and it was not because of a blue waffle.
It was because of...
You really want to know?
It had to be like dead kids or something.
No. It wasn't even dead body. I can deal with dead body.
Did you talk infection?
It was a woman having a stroke in her car who was projectile vomiting.
Oh.
And when we opened the car up...
The smell was so bad.
It wasn't the smell. She hurled, and her mouth was all full of vomit, and then she chewed it up and ate it.
She looked at me
when she did it. She was looking right at me and she's like, nom, nom. And then she swallowed it, and I put my head on the top of her car and I went, and I hurled right across the top of her car. Only time I've ever done it. And even when I talk about
building up in the back of your throat, that tight feeling.
Oh, it was so bad. So bad.
I mean, the fact that you cannot really ever get rid of something like
after you've seen it. Her face is emblazoned in my mind. Just the look on her face when she had no idea what she was doing. She was having a stroke, so all she knew was all of a sudden there was food in her mouth, and it was time to have lunch. And I was like,
"Oh man, that's."
Well, maybe we can help with the image, and we can put it in with a song.
Let's put it in a song.
It just gets funnier and funnier.
Oh, God. I can't wait to hear the rest of that song. That's outstanding.
That's pretty much the whole song.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know.
Amanda Morgan, who runs the Erotic Heritage Museum, sang that on stage last week with Sunset and Ava Devine. And then she said, all the guys. And Spaz was the only one that sang. And
because you're the man, and you have
well, the audience didn't have a mic, so it was really kind of hard. Oh, yeah. So,
but all the guys, and you know, and there were a lot of dudes there, but none of them were going to sit there and bow up and sing "My Vagina is 8 miles Wide."
Well, that's how we got.
That's outstanding. That's yay.
Thank you.
You are the man.
That's his new
I appreciate it.
That's his new theme song.
That's awesome.
We got one for Rebecca too. She hasn't heard it yet.
Uh-oh. Train
brilliant!
Wreck.
Oh God, I miss Rebecca so much.
Did I miss the train wreck, or is she just not here?
She was apparently didn't remember that we were taping the show today.
Because so she'll be here tomorrow night.
well, we're doing Sunset Thomas's web TV show. Where her
that's right.
We're her yeah, first guest. So
down at the green room or the
down the green door.
Green door, yes. Yeah. What's behind the green door? Oh, that's right.
Certainly not a blue waffle.
Yeah, sir. Let's. I bet there's been a share of blue waffles down at the.
Oh, I hope not.
God,
it's pretty dark in there.
God.
The smell alone will let you know.
Alone.
Let go of my ego.
Enough. Bitch, you can have your Lego. Take your Lego off my thing, would you please?
I mean, and these ladies of the night, mm-hmm. I mean, they're sitting there splacking. Dudes are splacking that.
Splacking. They are splaying those lame, dude. They are splaying the
labia. You know what? I got to get back to work.
Right?
You know what? You have some hydrocortisone. Or something I can fix this shit with.
Get some Neosporin and rub it on that or something. Because damn, oh dude, you have no idea. It's you know I used to say
when, I don't think we want an idea.
No, you know, when I first moved out here and I saw, you know, literally saw what guys were paying my. I was thinking if somebody throws a baseball at me, right? And I'm standing there and somebody throws a baseball. I'm going to cover two areas: my head and my nuts.
Good
because
choice.
Those are the only things I really care that much about. I mean, if it hits me in the chest, it'll hurt like a bitch, but I got a rib cage for that. These guys then will go down to Boulder Highway and pick up something like that, and they'll stick their dick in it, and then they'll give them money for it. And I'm like,
no.
What the hell are you doing? You know, don't hit me with a baseball, but if you got some disease snatch I could throw this in, that'd be great, you know? Oh, my God.
Well, let's take a break, and while you're here, we'll do I Can't Get Behind That.
All righty, then.
Because you haven't done that in a while.
Haven't done that in a while, huh?
So, yeah, we'll do that.
Cool.
That'll be good. And we'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the show right after this.
Great.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
Hey man, this is Tommy Chong and you're listening to Crazy J. If you're listening.
Crazy J, this is the FCC. We have you surrounded. Turn off your mic and surrender. We're charging you with 8 counts of FCC violations. Things like language, your incredibly poor taste in programming, but we'll drop the charges if you'll just play number 5. Do you hear me, Jay? Play number 5.
You got it. Number 5 is a real classic. Here's the Frantics.
As the executor of Mr. Muldoon's estate, I have been empowered to read Mr. Muldoon's last will and testament.
Well, get on with it. The bar's open soon.
Oh, poor dear Arthur.
Oh, there, Jenny. God, how predictably boring.
I never worked for a kinder man.
If we are all seated, I shall proceed with the reading.
I knew it.
I, Arthur Durham Muldoon, being of sound mind and body...
That's a laugh.
...do hereby divide up my considerable estate as follows. To my overly emotional sister, Jenny...
talking to Jenny, darling. He's talking about us.
Oh.
Who grubbed with her husband, Hank, grubbed for everything they could get from me, and then cried crocodile tears when I needed sympathy.
What?
To Jenny, I leave a boot to the head.
A what? Ow!
Jenny, are you okay?
And another boot to her wimpy husband, Hank.
Ow! This is an outrage.
But still, you are my sister. You have both admired my Rolls Royce, and since I no longer need it...
Oh, dear Arthur, he's too kind.
I bequeath another boot to the head.
What? Ow!
And one more for the wimp.
Ow!
Next to my alcoholic brother...
Hey, I don't want no boot to the head.
To dear Hedge, who has never worked a day in his drunken life...
I'm covering up my head.
I leave my wine cellar and three crates of my finest whiskey.
Really?
And a boot to the head.
Oh!
And another for Jenny and the wimp.
Ow! Oh!
Next, to my know-it-all nephew, Ralston...
This is so predictable.
I leave a boot to the head.
Oh, I knew it.
And one for Jenny and the wimp.
Ow! Oh!
This takes care of family obligations. And now to Mrs. Mulroy.
Oh, I don't want nothing.
Who took care of me faithfully these many, many years... Who cared, made me laugh, brought me tea.
Oh, I didn't mind.
To Mrs. Mulroy, I bequeath a boot to the head.
Oh!
And one for Jenny and the wimp.
Ah! Oh!
And so to my cat Mittens, I leave my entire vast boot to the head. And finally to my lawyer, who has helped me on this will, I leave not a boot to the head, but a rabid Tasmanian devil to be placed in his trousers. And I leave my entire estate of $10 million to the people of Calgary so they can afford to move somewhere decent.
Is that it?
That's it?
That's disgraceful. Yeah,
there's one last thing for everyone.
Cover your heads, everybody.
I leave everyone a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, that's all?
That's all.
Well, what flavor is it?
Boot to the head.
There are songs on the Crazy Eight. We're always one.
Time for number four on the countdown, but real quickly, number five was the Frantics with Last Will and Temperament. Number six on our countdown was Polka Face by Weird Al. Susan Christie came in at number seven with I Love Onions, and number eight was Ray Stevens with Ahab the Arab. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We're doing the Crazy 8 countdown, and like the song said, it's time for number four. So here's Purvis Pickett and a fun song about a real fun girl.
Well now, Bodine Brown, she is a friend of mine, but she's about as feminine as Frankenstein. She's just a little bit funky and she's put on a few pounds, but she's fun to be around. Well now, when we go out a juking, everybody always gives her a hand, 'cause she can play her armpit to the rhythm of the band. Ain't too much I don't expect from good old Bodine Brown, 'cause she's fun to be around. Take it! Yeah! Take it, Bo! Why, look at that, she's got a boat going in every hole. Well, now, she's got a glass eye, and everybody always flips, 'cause she sticks it in her mouth and she winks at you with her lips. Once she gets all wound up, it's hard to slow her down, 'cause she's fun to be around. just wears old worn-out flip-flops, but she never keeps them on. A funky old dress with cut-out sleeves so she can get the best tone. Now she can get a party started just whenever she takes a notion, sticking her hands underneath her arms and setting it all in motion. She goes... Too much I don't expect from good old Bodine Brown. Cause she's fun to be around.
And now we'll turn it over to Scott Scooter Deal so he can announce I can't get behind that.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do that live?
Why not?
I thought you were going to play something. And now... Well.
We don't have anything recorded yet.
That's right. You know why?
So use your awesome use your awesome voice.
Yeah, my shit. I need to get it back. If I can redo your intros with Rebecca.
Okay.
What's going to happen? As soon as I do that, she'll quit. That'll really piss me off. And I'll be like, with Rebecca. And then she'll be like, I quit. And then I'll say, thanks a lot. Let me get you another one.
Here's a little news flash. We'll probably quit before she does.
Yeah.
I have to agree with that.
So, where are we?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show brings you another installment of I Can't Get Behind That!
Yeah.
Here come this week's petty grievances that nobody can stand and everybody's ready to kick to the curb. So take it away, Crazy J!
So where are we, Jay?
We're here on the 44th floor. It's time for our most popular segment of the show. I can't get behind that.
Hey, it's fun. I can't get behind that. It's our popular most popular segment.
Right?
Many other good things going on.
This segment's fun.
The whole show is awesome.
The whole show is awesome. But Jay, what can't you get behind this week?
Well, I'm going to get started because I don't do a lot of traveling on planes. But recently I got to fly home and see my dad. And I really don't like those... pre-boarding assholes that they need to sit in the front of the plane so they get to be put on the plane first so they can exit the plane first.
That's one of those pre-boarding assholes, thank you.
Fuck you.
Premium member, thank you.
I'm all for sitting up in front of the plane, paying for the seat, first class, whatever it is. But don't put them on first and then get pissed because the people walking in the plane to the back is hitting you with the luggage.
Right.
And you're all annoyed and you're like making the noises.
Are you talking about premium and first class? Or are you talking about these old people that feign crippleness?
No, I'm just talking about they...
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit. I've seen that.
Yeah, that too. But, I mean, it's like we're going to start the pre-board and we're going to go with the first class people first, which is cool because you're paying for it, but... Really, I mean, yeah, you're going to get off the plane first, but you don't need to be put on the plane first.
I see. So you get annoyed with the fact that they sit there like, please, would you just go to the back of the plane where you belong?
Yeah.
What pisses me off, though, along with that, because of some of these airlines, they board... It's smart. Some of them board the back of the plane first and move forward.
They should do it. That's what I'm saying.
And there are some airlines that I love that will sit there and keep all the kids grouped in one section in the back of the damn plane where they fucking belong.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So you never have to worry about, the asshole sitting there, oh man, bumping into me like you're talking about. There are some airlines that actually think that
Absolutely.
But Jay is right. They'd be pissed off that, I'm boarding group one. Yeah, I got on. Yeah, but now I'm in section 5, and now you're going to have 36 rows.
Yeah.
36 rows of people smacking you as I go by.
You have to expect that.
Because I don't understand. You're getting on the plane first. We're all leaving at the same fucking time.
The plane is going,
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
And to throw into the second half of that one, people who insist that they have to have a window seat.
That's me.
Wait. And then when they get it, they keep the blind closed the whole way.
It's my damn blind, and I'm going to sleep the whole damn way. I don't care if you want to see Las Vegas at night. I'm sleeping.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck those people. I paid for this seat. Paid for this seat.
I want to be in the aisle.
I can't get behind that.
I don't think you either can get behind it with each other. That's terrible. But don't get behind.
So needless to say, Jay will never like to fly with me.
Well, I don't like spending a lot of time with you anyway. So being trapped in an airplane is going to be just as fun.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
So Australia, 14 and a half hours of pure joy.
So there I was, you know, reading my Google News, as I usually catch up on, and to find out that first accident at the state fair you were telling me almost kills Sugarland.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, you know, I've been doing gigs for many, many years, about 15 years now. And to see a whole stage rigging section just fall.
Is that crazy?
Fall.
It's just because God hates country music.
No, it is God's music.
If God hated country, he'd have waited till Sugarland was on stage.
His timing was a little off.
Okay. So now God's not perfect.
Yeah, miracles, you can't really time on the button, you know? It's not like press it, there it happens.
Stage.
I mean, but I think of all the dope smoking roadies that had to set up that stage
right
in the beginning. I was like, you know what? That production company's never going to work again. And thank freaking God, because you know what? You need to double check your shit like that before somebody gets hurt.
That's crazy.
And besides, I'm heading to Nebraska State Fair next.
Yeah,
so
right?
I'm hoping that same company's not there.
Freaking up your stage?
Yeah.
Because
I can't get behind that.
No. Absolutely. That was crazy, though.
That was crazy, dude. That stage was concaved in.
Yeah, but no, I mean, nothing. 70-mile-an-hour wind, that'll blow a fucking house over.
But I love when the news came out, they're like, who's to blame? It's like Mother Nature.
The wind.
I know, but it's still, if it's 70-mile-an-hour winds, you take the truss. If you know it's going to be that much, you take the truss and you lower it.
Right.
You lower it down.
Well, these guys were like...
They had the
flyers up and everything.
Or here's an idea. Wait for it to pass.
Right. Always.
Okay, yeah. As we waited for the wind to pass, when it landed on... what's her name's head?
Right. Exactly.
Nikki Steven.
Which is another point. God hates people who want kids to be in shape.
See? I'm so glad we're getting all these things figured out tonight.
That's why we love this segment.
That's why we love God.
We tell the problem and we find solutions.
And then we pass it on to the Lord.
Fixing the world's problems and helping Jesus.
Right?
That's right. So, I mean, that's Indiana, Nebraska State Fair coming up. Please, Jesus, please hire a different freaking production company.
Dear God. Maybe they'll have it in, like, you know, one of those permanent domes.
Yeah, it's the Nebraska State Fair, bro.
No, they won't.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Shut up.
You're welcome.
Next!
If it happens, Spaz will be the only one that doesn't get hurt.
They'll tie a tarp to a tree, you know.
Yeah, great.
Because, what did you say? He weighs 90.1 pounds. He'll just blow away in a 70-mile-an-hour windstorm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He will.
Fantastic. All right, Deal, what you got?
Can't read what you wrote.
Oh, I can't read my own. So,
but you're writing like a 170-year-old man.
Yeah, pretty much. Let me like, yep. Fuckers that leave notes on my door.
I can't get behind that.
So here's my question. When is the election for president?
Oh my gosh, when is it? It's like
November.
It's a year and a half, and we've already had
the campaignings.
Fucking presidential debates for the Republican ticket.
All the Republicans are battling it out.
It's 3 years. Can't we at least have 6 months without fucking campaigning? I mean, this is getting out of control.
It is out of control. And the thing that really gets me is how much money is blown.
Sick. Money.
Blown. How much money is blown on these campaigns only to sit there and like, wait, I'm not going to run. They're, you know, 6 months into the campaign. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to withdraw from the race right now.
Right.
After pick and blew all that money on campaigning.
You know, and what's his name? The Newt Gingrich. Okay. Somebody push him off a fucking cliff, please.
And Romney.
Come on. But, I'm like, they're having debates, and I'm like, who knows what this country's going to be like in a year and a half? And these debates, you know, have you seen the shit balls they've been pulling out to run for the presidency anyway?
Yeah, thank God for Republicans.
Yeah, because that's the only way Obama's getting reelected is if they keep bringing these guys up. I'm thinking, I'll look and see who's going to be up for election
this year.
How about
we spend the next 6 months concentrating on fixing
the goddamn country first, right?
And then we'll vote for a new guy.
And that's the thing. I feel like, you know, everything's at like a stalemate right now.
Horrible.
It's a stalemate right now. Nothing's getting done because it's only a year.
Yep.
It's only
a year and a half away.
And you know, we don't want anything. You know, if you were to pass something great, If something were great to happen, that would fuck our chances in the next election.
I mean, the only thing that I can say for the election, upcoming election season, is that the post office will be pleased because they're going to make some money this year because all those goddamn mailers I'll have in my... How many of those things are you going to get that stack of shit in your mailbox every single day for the next
year? I'm telling you, it makes me sad to be a registered voter.
Right?
But, hey, sign up to vote. It is important.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to get any phone calls from Ron Paul again.
Oh, let's hope. Well, see, that's why I don't have a landline anymore. I just pulled that shit out of my phone, you know. So, debating for a position that's not even going to be elected in 2 years... Can't get behind that.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Jay, up.
Yeah. I can't get behind commercials before a movie. Not a preview.
Oh, yeah.
The previews are cool.
Right.
These commercials for Nike and Sprite and Duracell and Energizer. Yeah. I don't want to see it. I'm already paying $10.50 to see a movie.
It's free.
$10.50, not to mention, you know, $18 for popcorn and a drink.
Right?
Right. But, I mean, but show me what I want. It's already 35 minutes before your movie even starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because you
there's a lot.
Because now you got the pre-show, which they're showing you what's coming up on TNT.
Right.
Then you got the commercials.
Yep.
And now the following preview.
And then the 9 commercials reminding you to shut off your fucking cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
One should be plenty.
Your movie's at 8 o'clock at night. It starts at 9:15. And you go home at 11:45.
Because the movie's only an hour and 20 minutes because they don't want to keep it too long.
Yeah.
We had to cut it down because of the previews. Now, I will say this. The Regal Cinemas up in Aliante.
Yeah.
Do not do the pre-show. They don't do the
first look.
Yeah, they don't do first look. That's all.
The Palms got rid of it,
AMC,
too.
So yeah. I think that's all an AMC thing or one of those chains does it. But
I think Rave Movie Theater does it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Rave Movie Theater does it. But that's why I like to go up to Aliante because they don't even have commercials anymore. They did away with all that shit. They come in, they tell you, shut your fucking cell phone off. They show 37 previews. They tell you, shut your cell phone off again. And they show you the movie.
And then they're like, have a Sprite.
And then, yeah. And as
it'll be $9.95.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
So wait, you wanted the large?
Oh.
And then they give you a bucket of... Right. A bucket of Sprite.
You need two fucking hands to carry that thing.
You know, if you get a large bucket of popcorn and 2 large sodas, you can get a free refill for just a nickel.
Just a nickel.
$11.
So now I'm here by myself. I've got 2 large sodas and a bucket.
Does it come with a fucking catheter?
No kidding.
Or a diaper? Because you're gonna be like, oh god.
Don't forget, you have to spend about $10.95 to go see the movie again because you missed half of it running to the restroom.
Right? And did you? I don't know, but there some theaters actually. She started doing that little cart, the like, you know, if you go play golf, they have the beer girl or whatever.
Yeah.
There have been some movie theaters that have been playing around with the little snack cart.
No, don't interrupt me while I'm watching my damn movie.
I mean, I don't want to slow line of people. I have some Raisinets and
some of the snowcaps, please.
Shut the fuck up.
At the Red Rock, if you order a pizza, they're like, we'll bring it to you.
Oh, that's what I want. Pepperoni pizza!
Over here!
Shut up,
it's the best part!
Game, right?
It's right at the part where there's like...
Red
yeah, it comes right at the part where like, then he walked in, and that's when I knew that John...
Hey, you want your pizza?
What did John do?
Ice cold beer! So you say that...
Previews. Commercials
before the movie.
I can't get behind.
Oh, man. Okay, so there we were. I really can't get behind that brother last week who had the bikini tan line. It's not something a man should have. First of all, the brother pulls up on a motorcycle, shirtless, long hair, looks like, you know, Fabio, about maybe...
Nipple rings.
He looks like Fabio, but thank God he has a clean asshole, according to Ava Devine.
Well, thank God.
You know.
Happy.
Oh, the happy asshole.
Happy asshole.
He has a happy asshole that, you know, she proceeded to, you know, rim job. Well, you know, after getting a rib job from Ava Devine, I'm sure it was happy after that.
I'm sure it would whistle a tune.
Yeah, but anyways, the brother comes out here, you know, driving a motorcycle, nipple rings, dark ass tan, like he's been spending too much time in the rice fields.
Right.
You know, and he comes out here, and you see he pulls his pants down, like, the boy's not scared, pulls his pants down, and you see just a line, like,
As white as that door.
Oh, no!
As white as that damn door. And I'm sitting there going... Come on!
What is that, a phone?
What the... I mean, really, when do you have time to get a tan line like that? If you see my tan line right now, it looks exactly like the shorts that I have on right below my knee.
Right? There you go.
The way it's supposed to be.
The board short tan, brother.
The board short tan.
Goddamn straight.
What is that? You're not going to catch... No, no kidding. You're not going to catch me out there with a freaking...
He's the model and he dances
at OGs. My ass, he's a model.
Stop.
My ass.
And he dances at OGs.
OGs.
Wait, he answered. What's OGs?
Olympic Gardens.
Yes.
And that is a
strip club
for
both
men and women.
Yeah, it's got the women downstairs and the men upstairs. So.
Oh man, that shit was killing me. So you know what, dudes who get your waxed. I mean, get yourself waxed, trimmed, shaved. You know, in the bikini tan line. I can't get behind that shit. Bam, man.
Bam.
Yeah, it's your turn, buddy.
Whoa. So, an ATM, and I'm not talking the porn term. I'm talking the thing.
Wait, there's a porn term for ATM?
Apparently.
Tell them what it is.
All right, I learned Blue Waffle, ATM, keep on.
You don't know what ATM is yet.
I don't know what an ATM is. Just so our listeners, because they.
Can I say it?
Please do.
Can I say it really? Ass to mouth.
That's right. That's where the man porn star pulls it out the ass and shoves it right in their mouth.
God, that's
what we call clean.
You know
what you must see after that? The kissing scene.
Whatever, dude. You know, so, Ava Devine, she don't give a
no,
fuck.
She'll put her tongue in whatever come along.
I mean, seriously.
I don't care. But, ATMs are generally made for brief transactions. You get some money, throw some money in. You ever get behind some fucker that's up there doing like a corporate takeover? I've been there for like 90 minutes, like, what in the fuck are you doing?
I just gotta, deposit these 16 checks.
Right? Because, my fucking God, I mean, these ATMs get.
If it's more than two, go inside.
Right? Thank you. That's why they have tellers. The guys out there, I'm like, what? Are you trying to buy Apple? I mean, come on. Let's go, motherfucker. I'm sorry, just a minute, I have to make a deposit.
Oh, wait, I gotta put my PIN number in again.
You know, but have you seen what these ATMs can do now? The bank machines?
Yeah.
Now you can buy
even
stamps,
device.
You can buy mobile minutes, you can buy, you'd be there for an hour. I'll take a gallon of milk, I need some butter, Just get your fucking money and go. Would
you,
please?
You can actually take a picture of your check and send it to the bank, and they'll deposit that shit right away.
You can do it at home, fucker. Just take a picture of your money and then print it off six or seven times. You'll have three times as much.
Guy who has 16 checks, why the hell are you holding your check 16? I was like, well, if I had cash, I'd spend it. I guess. That's why I keep them in check form.
Well, guess what you're going to get? Cash. motherfucker. just do your shit and move on.
Because the world has to go on without you.
That's right.
Thank God.
People that apparently do a month's worth of banking at the ATM can't get in.
Say it up.
Cox Cable.
Oh, I can't get behind
I hate
that.
Cox.
I can't get behind Cox Cable. I went out of town, vacation.
Sure.
Came back. I didn't pay... Oh, I paid everything except for $20 on my bill because I messed up, made a mistake. It happens.
Uh-huh.
They turned my service off.
No.
That's bullshit. How long have you been with Cox Cable, Jay?
Oh, years.
No, define years.
Oh, 11?
11 years? 11 years!
Ludicrous!
Wait, though.
Sunday.
So they turn it off. Yes. To turn it back on, I have to pay the late fee. Plus the additional 20, the current bill, and the reconnect fee, which is a whopping $427.
Oh, God! That's bullshit.
She said, that's our policy. And I'm like, do you have payment arrangements? Yes, one every 6 months, and you've already used it. I'm like... We're a 14% unemployment state.
Right?
You think you would bend your rules just a little to help it out.
For somebody who's been there 11
years. She said the internet is not a necessity. It's a luxury. And I said, it is a necessity because you can't apply for this job in this town without the internet.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
Yep. So, fuck Cox.
Fuck Cox!
I called CenturyLink.
Well, don't do that. Don't fuck Cox. I mean, that's...
Well, you know what I mean. Yes, the semantics. I did tell the lady on the customer service line of Cox that they were named appropriately.
Do you have sucker after your name?
But I did call CenturyLink and got my bill down from $175 a month to $60.
I had CenturyLink for a very long time.
Yeah, God bless you.
Fuck Cox with an X cable.
That's right. Stick a cable right up Cox.
Yeah, so I can't get behind that.
Man.
I feel you, baby.
All right, I'll tell you right now. The fake orgasms, the things that, you know, that, oh my gosh, that makes me so hot and wet. Oh, that's great. Ooh, watching you like that. I'm watching these porn stars. Oh, okay, they're talking porn. About.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And even listening to Sunset Thomas on the phone talking to Jay. Ooh, listen to your voice now.
You want
to
hear it?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Let's listen to this real quick.
keep talking while I bring it up.
So, I mean, getting out there, it sounds so damn fake. Some people, I guess some people get off on that shit. Ooh, you're making my pussy so wet right now. Ooh, just listen to you on the phone.
I'm Rebecca Love. I just wanted to introduce myself before our show tomorrow. I'm going to pass you to Sunset Thomas. Hey, darling. I'm just sitting here just masturbating by myself. Pussy is getting so wet. Hot. Oh, and here these two are gabbing in the background.
That is so fake.
Trying to get some dick and some pussy at the same time. That'd be awesome.
I don't know, dude. But anyways, even like
I don't care. It was left on my phone, and porn stars normally don't do that shit.
Porn stars call me.
When porn stars call me up and start leaving, you know. But it becomes
somebody's a little jealous.
No, trust me, I'm getting laid.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
And my wife is hot.
That's thank God for you.
Thank God. I'm getting laid. My wife is hot. My anniversary is tomorrow, 9 years.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Fantastic. But still, to watch these porn stars get out there, she goes, even when you're interviewing Ava Devine,
nine years. What is that, plastic?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's
cellophane.
Styrofoam. Get me a fucking beer cooler, honey.
That's right. You know. But anyways, even when we were interviewing Ava Devine, she's like, or fielding these questions. Ooh, that makes me so hot when you say stuff like that. I'm like, it's like you're on all the time.
Right. Yeah.
And is that the way you get?
But that's what her fans want to hear.
Well, sure. But is that?
But you're talking about being real, and you want to see these. I mean. Granted, when we've interviewed Sunset, she's not like that all the time. In front of her fans, when she's on stage in front of her fans, it's like, is that really what brothers want to see? Well, yes.
Did you see all the people that were there?
Most of them do.
Yeah, they all look like they were missing one Y chromosome.
Well, they are.
Oh, boobies.
And it was so great because we would take the wireless mic and go, anybody have any questions? Like,
yeah, I know. I was a strip bar DJ. Yeah, you knew that.
And it was like anybody questioned it, and until you had to force it out of them, the one who was giving the most questions was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guys are sitting there, you know, pretty much with dick in hand and camera ready.
How much money he's in on this? But when I do the strip bar, God, dude, more guys.
Do your best strip DJ voice.
All right, guys, come on down. Here comes Candy. She's tasty as she looks. Don't forget to slip that tip up on that hip, because these girls are working for your tips and your tips alone.
Good God. I'm glad you got out of that and got into paramedics.
I used to do all kinds of shit, you know, get guys to lay on the stage with a dollar on their face, because that was back when they had the commercials for the
I was that guy.
The phone call. I know you were. You still are. You remember those phone calls for? You can make a 10-minute phone call for a dollar. What can you do for a dollar? I'm like, you can lay on the stage and get somebody to put their pussy on your face for a dollar. That's pretty goddamn good. Or you can make a 10-minute phone call. And matter of fact, I say this. Why don't you call your mom right now and tell her what you're doing? It'll cost you a dollar.
Jesus.
That's not funny. But it would be funny because they'd come in and they'd sit in the chairs and they would just stare. Like.
We'll give you $10 if you eat this blue waffle.
Right?
Oh, my God. That was my next one. Honestly, ever since you showed me that picture, Jay, we're going to actually put that on our website, that address.
No, just
the address, the link to it, if you want to see it.
All you have to do is just go to Google Images and type up blue waffle infection.
But make sure your safe search is off. Or you'll get pictures of Eggo waffles painted blue.
And there are work pictures of Eggo waffles painted blue as well. But that honestly, it haunts me to this day right now. This is good. I can't believe I can't do this.
That's what you get down at like the world famous Palomino Club.
Spaz, you can never prepare for it.
You can never. Nobody could. Nothing can prepare you for that. Nothing can prepare you for a baby falling out of that either.
I can't get behind that.
No, the blue waffle. Can't get behind that.
That was my last one. Go on. What do you got?
You got one more? Because I got one more, too.
I'm done.
I got Radio Shack.
Radio Shack is a ripoff,
dude. It's not the Radio Shack.
I was in California. Had to do some interviews. I was short a mic cord, so I went into Radio Shack to get a mic cord. Buy the mic cord. He looks at me as if, you know, and goes,
did you want a microphone with that?
Is that all you're going to get today? I'm like, yeah, that's it. And he goes, you need any batteries? I go, does it run on batteries? And he goes, no. And he goes, you interested in a new cell phone? I go, no. This is all I want.
Thank you.
And he goes, are you sure? I go, well, you could throw in a handsome carrying case. How's that sound? Let me walk out of here.
No, it's one of those things. Well,
so I'm really, really mad that I had to go to Radio Shack. But the real reason I can't get behind it is I can't get behind my co-host taking all of our cords and putting them in his backpack.
Douche.
The one extra cable. The one extra cable that I had.
If I had it, I wouldn't have to go to Radio Shack.
Right? You know, you
can. Yeah, my heart's crying for you. Most of the times I'm doing sound and setting up sound, thank you. Then you can bitch.
You can't win this one.
On that note, the upsell. There's nothing I can't get behind.
The upsell is bad. But he's been there by himself all day with nobody else coming into Radio Shack. Come on, how many freaking little tiny adapters do you have to sell to keep Radio Shack open?
I understand.
Yeah. I don't think he's just talking about...
just Radio Shack. I'm talking about, like, I went to Sonic.
Yeah.
I went to Sonic, and I got a chocolate shake.
Yes.
And the guy goes, did you want a cheeseburger with that? And I'm thinking, did I order a cheeseburger?
But in all fairness, Scott was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. That's a cheese fries. You know, a pie.
Yeah, sure, what the hell?
I need a cheeseburger to wash down my fucking chocolate shake, you know?
Feeling saucy, baby. Feeling saucy.
It drives me crazy when you go up to these drive-thrus or anywhere, really, and you're like, that, or they're trying to upsell you the protection plan. That's another thing. I'd like to buy this vibrator for my wife. Oh, well, we have a protection plan for $49.95. It's $12, so. Yes, but you can return it. Am I going to return a vibrator, really? I'm going to take this back and go, I'm sorry, it's not pleasing your property. You can send it off to the factory and have them fix it for me? That'd be great. Thanks a lot.
I love it when you go into a...
I wonder what the warranty on those are.
I don't think there is one. I think it's pretty much, well, bro, you're an idiot.
Even if you go into a fast food place like, you know, Sonic or whatever, and they go, you know, and you're there eating, and they give you unlimited free refills, but they're like, you want a large? No, I don't need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't need a large.
Why do I want this?
Yeah.
Give me a tiny one. Just give me the small. I'll just stand by the fucking soda machine. Thank you very much. I mean, if you're driving through, obviously, you're not going to be driving back. You're not going to drive back an hour. They go, can you fill this out for me? It'd be great.
Except for when you go to Burger King and they're like, for a quarter more, you can get unlimited refills. I'm at the drive-thru.
I am at the drive-thru. All day long, though.
I'll be driving back.
What do you want me to just sit here? I'll take another one.
Now, honestly, you go into the depressed areas of town or the ghetto areas where the Burger Kings have bars on the windows and shit. They do have signs saying one refill per visit, and so, because dudes will
Grody story time.
One of the worst things that I've ever had to witness. I didn't actually watch it happen, but I saw the aftermath of the cops. We went to a Jack in the Box in a really bad part of town, and they have signs all over saying one refill and leave. Right. You know, because if you don't, the homeless guys will just hang out there all day. They'll go in there, get one drink for 49 cents and fucking sit there for 12 hours and shit on themselves. So a guy goes in there and gets a cheeseburger. And he was very offensive. He smelled terrible. And so the management said, here's your cheeseburger. We would appreciate if you didn't eat that here because you're foul and you're offensive. And you're going to scare off the regular customer. All four or five other customers that we get here ever. And so they're like, would you please leave and eat it somewhere else? And he got all pissed off. And so he was.
It's my American ride. Right?
So he called they called the cops. Cops came in. And they're like, look, we're not trying to be dicks, but the guy's really offensive. And he's like, well, I'm fucking hungry, goddammit, I'm fucking hungry. And so, long story short, it escalated. He threw the cheeseburger on the ground. Then he pulled his pants down in front of the cops and shit on the cheeseburger. Then he picked the cheeseburger up and ate it right in front of the cops. both cops when we got there were puking in the trash can.
That was not me.
That was not you.
I can't get behind that, dude.
You gotta take that guy to the hospital. And he kept talking, and you could see
the shit in his mouth.
It was like,
is that beef or is that...
Was it corn? What did you have?
What did you eat earlier?
Oh, my own feces, man. It was so bad.
Damn, dude. How do you... God bless you, man. I could not do what you do for a living because it really sucks. Interesting to hear about.
Yes,
but it really sucks.
Yeah, being there when you have to deal with it. So, shitting on a cheeseburger, Jack in the Box. I can't get behind that.
Jesus. Shitting one out, no
right?
problem.
You know, yeah. Shitting out the cheeseburger. Because you eat a cheeseburger from Jack in the Box, you're shitting that bad.
That thing's coming out fast.
Exactly. It's coming.
All right, man. I think that about does it. Good job.
I can't get behind that.
We'll see you all in a bit.
DJ from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
This is Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
Hey, Jay.
Hey. It's been a year and a half. What have you been up to?
Busy. I've been all over. I've been traveling, doing a lot of road shows, and making some films, and having a good time.
I remember the last time you were on, and I said, I've been enjoying your movies on Funny or Die.
Mm.
And you asked me which one was my favorite, and I drew a blank, and I couldn't remember. But I've remembered, and I got to remember before I forget it. I'll remember right now. The one where you keep telling the girlfriend all the bad news.
Well, the efficiency one?
Where he comes home from the... They just came home from her funeral. Her mom's funeral. And you're like, yeah, I'm breaking up with you. And she just gets so upset. And then I'm taking the car and the dog.
Well, it's like you get all the bad out of the way. Just, you know, I don't want you to suffer all the pain. It's better if you suffer it all at once rather than, you know, draw it out over a long period of time.
Yeah.
I like the special effects in that one.
That's my favorite, I think. Besides Sensitive Johnson.
I may agree with you. Have you seen the latest one, Toiletries?
I did the other day.
Did you see Toiletries?
Yeah. Go to Funny or Die and just bring up Chris Valenti's name and see all of his little movies.
It's almost 20 up there now. It's a lot. There's too many.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, people get bored. Like, it's better if you just have one. You can send people to just one, because I some people are asking about it. I'm like, oh, just go, I got them all, you know, spend half a day watching me. And, you know, it's kind of like the Crazy J comedy 3-hour show, you know, if we could only, you know. It's a nightmare?
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, there's a lot.
For half a day?
Oh, I thought you meant listening to my show.
Oh, no, that's okay.
But Chris Valenti's here. Yay!
Mm.
It's like a reunion here. We had Phoebe Carter, and we mentioned that you started the show in 97.
And then you moved away. Then you moved
in
away
2000,
from us.
I did.
Years ago.
I felt that was best.
And you needed some distance between the relationship. Let it breathe a little bit. Let it breathe.
I was like, I've given you what I can give.
Mm.
Now it's time to move on.
I'm going to play some slots. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'll see you at the card table.
The radio show's not working out. I need a new activity. And unfortunately, that new activity didn't work, and I'm back to radio. But I can't shake it. I guess it's a big part of me. Look at the wonderful talent I've discovered. And then there's Chris Valenti.
And then, yeah.
I always bust Chris's balls, but he knows that...
And you lick them sometimes.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah, every time you sing, he laughs. And he's...
Yeah. Because I think I'm very funny.
You take it very serious?
I enjoy my own work. A lot of times I don't even leave the house and I'll do a show.
Just in front of the mirror.
Well, then it looks like there's more than one person there. Then there's two, and I get a little freaked out. I like solitude. I turn the lights off. I get naked, and then I do a show. All right, you're invited, baby. Come on over.
It's got to be better than last night.
Than last night, yeah. Oh, last night's show?
Yeah.
I know, it was terrible.
No, actually, I think it was one of your better ones.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I forgot, like, so many lyrics. I was. Crazy J was in the house.
If I would have known.
Phoebe Carter was in the house. You know, you get the jitters. Come on, you get the jitters with these superstars.
If I would have known that you wanted me to jump in and save you.
You know the lyrics better than me. I didn't know. Well, at least the drinking song.
Look, if I would have known my stalker was there, I would have done it, because apparently I'm a superstar.
You're a super. People I would, know you.
I didn't know I was recognized last night. I was there.
I think she thought you were Kevin Smith, but that's okay. I mean,
I just saw Kevin Smith recently in Vegas. That was pretty good.
In Vegas, yeah.
Yeah.
You, hey, it's me. Did you say that or what? What are you doing here? What am I doing here?
Yeah, because he was doing his podcast. It was like watching me do my own show. It was weird. But no, I mean, it was fun to see you. And last time I was at Genghis Cohen, Henry Phillips was debuting his second album there. So that's how long ago.
That's been a while.
Yeah, that was a long time.
I'm supposed
to be
doing a show with Henry at Flappers Comedy in Burbank September 15th. I'm excited because I haven't shared a stage with Henry in a long time.
Yeah, you guys are great with the almost similarities of songs. And
kinda.
Didn't he do a cover of your song, or you did one of his?
No, he came. I think we had back-to-back shows at Genghis Cohen a few years ago, and I feel really bad. This is really before. This is when I was like, okay, I'm just a music guy who's got some funny songs. I wasn't really like a stand-up comic. Like, now I'll go around to whatever, all the comedy clubs. But Henry was a stand-up comic at that point, and I love Henry Phillips' show, and I can pretty much recite his jokes. So I went up there, and in between my and I, what happened was I broke a string. I needed to restring the guitar, and so I gave it to Henry. I'm like, hey, while I'm up there, can you just do this? You're better at this. You're a much better guitar player. And so he's like, yeah, sure, no problem, Chris. I'll help you out. And he grabbed my guitar. He restrung it. And so during that time on stage, I just started telling all of Henry Phillips' jokes.
That's what it was.
and then right before his show, but I didn't realize it was a bad thing. I thought like it was more like an homage. So I'm like, oh, this guy's great. He's got this great. He scratched his guitar. You know, and he was just like, what the hell are you doing, you imp? And we haven't hung out since, so I don't know. I think we've just been busy. I don't think he's avoiding me, of course, but yeah. No, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's very. But enough about Henry. Let's get into it with you. You have new material? A couple new songs you did last night.
Did I do some stuff you hadn't heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what kind of thing?
I don't remember the
name. You
don't
me neither. That's a problem.
Don't you have them written down there on your piece of paper? Next
kinda.
To Ku Klux Klan meetings?
There's that and Schindler's Fist. That's all I got down there.
Not a whole lot.
That's so cheap. Really? Did you laugh at that? The point, I know. It's really like.
So do I.
Talk about homage. That's all Bill Larkin material, too, isn't it? So, right? I mean, he did the porn title movies. But I came up with that joke. Nobody laughs at the part that I really like. Like, the part of that joke is, you know, I had a Spielberg night with my mom, and I just got the wrong movies. I accidentally rented Schindler's Fist.
Yeah.
Shaving Ryan's privates. I fucked it up. But, you know, but then I'm like, you know, but my favorite part is like, oh, my sister, she's just so annoying and she's getting to porn. She's making films now, but she's such an annoying girl. She made Look Who Won't Stop Talking and Hot Tub Virus Machine.
That's my favorite. That's what we call Rebecca.
I like those, but nobody laughs at them. I like those are funnier. I think, whatever. I like porn films that don't turn you on. So that was like, oh, that would porn films that like you wouldn't want to watch. That sort of get you out of sex. So yeah. I was in a sexy mood, but
How about an idea of just not watching porn then? You didn't think about that, did you?
Of not watching porn?
Yeah.
I would never contemplate that. It's an important part of my daily routine.
I got it.
Okay.
So, you want to do a new one or a favorite?
Sure.
Or?
Let's do a... We'll do this. This is a song I wrote about a relationship song, as a matter of fact. Surprisingly enough.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Surprisingly enough.
Enough. Some guys will write poems, some guys will write songs, but I know if I keep my place, your love for me stays strong. I'm here to do the housework, I'm here to cook your food. I don't need to call my friends if you think they are rude. You control the radio in either of our cars. Tonight we'll watch our favorite show, Dancing with the Stars. You'll have your girls' night out, I'll chauffeur you around, but I won't make a sound, so I don't lose your love. Your love, suppress me with your love. Your love, your love, you be the hawk, I'll be the dove. Your love, your love, if I walk too slow, just give me a shove. Your love, your love, suppress me with your love. I'm sleeping on the couch because I got home after 9. I guess I pissed you off when I said you look just fine. Some couples fall apart, but we are gonna make it, 'cause we know how to settle fights. I sit there and take it. Dropping books and slamming doors is the silent treatment. It's good to know when you're mad, even if I don't know the reason. I will apologize. You're right, I recognize. Make any compromise it takes to keep your love. Your love, suppress me with your love. Your love, your love, I'll always buckle, you never budge. Your love, your love, I'll be forgiving, you hold a grudge. Your love, your love, suppress me with your love. Some people think it's strange the way you show your adoration, but I know it's only because you drank too much libation. It's cathartic when you lash out, it reduces your frustration, but try not to hit me in public, it violates your probation. Your love, your love, suppress me with your love. Your love, your love, I'll be Rihanna, you beat me up. Your love, your love, stab me to death if you're wearing a glove. Your love, your love, suppress me with your love. Leave death threats on my phone like Mel Gibson does. Your love, your love, you're just like Charlie Sheen winning duh. Your love, your love, suppress me with your love. I dare you to cheat on me. Oh, you did? Ha! You called my bluff. Your love, your love, I'll hold your purse while you dance at the club. Your love, your love, suppress me with your love. For love, your love, I'll be New Orleans, you be the flood. Your love, suppress me with your love.
Yeah, nice. Now, only if you would have done it like that last night. That was awesome. That's Chris Valenti here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly, must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Saz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Identity, don't keep your business unprotected.
Do you drive a Magnum or a smart car? Practice safe advertising. Wrap it up.
Identity!
We have vehicle wraps starting as low as $4.99.
Say my name.
Identity. We have the hottest graphic designers standing by. Call us at 361-0032.
Hey, this is Filthy Alibi, and you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yeah. Your mom's box.
You. Chris Valenti is in the house, and he's got a... It's ChrisValentiMusic.com.
Yes, .com. ChrisValentiMusic.com.
And you can also find 20 of his movies on Funny Music.
That's too many. I mean, just put them away.
But they're great, though. They're fun.
Do you like them?
Yeah,
oh, good. Thank you.
They're very entertaining.
I'm glad you like them.
Yeah.
You like them.
Check out the new one, at least. Let's promote the new one.
The toiletries. Toiletries. About a really what you should
and
do
efficiency.
On a first date.
And efficiency.
And efficiency. That's a good
best.
One. That's a very good one. Oh, this one. This is, since we're talking about them, this is basically comes from one of the videos. This is, Phoebe played a 30-second song, so... This is called, oh, I won't say it. This is called Remember Me, if you're going to watch the video. You put your bags in the trunk, sip your coffee, and drive away.
This is awesome.
You've been stressed all morning, but you finally got a peaceful day. But then a police car pulls you over. What's the trouble now? The cop reaches up on the roof and pulls me down. Hey, remember me? I'm your toddler.
That's awesome. Before I forget, a very good friend of ours that listens to the show, her name is Rhonda. It's her birthday.
Rhonda.
This week. She'll actually be celebrating her 49th birthday.
49th birthday?
On Saturday.
Really?
But I believe... She's a little.
Is she fibbing a little bit?
She could be 50.
She's a fibber. 50.
Yeah.
If not, then soon.
Yeah. So I don't think she's ever heard this song, but if you could, I know you have a great birthday song that you could possibly.
I have a few. I'm the milestone birthday guy.
You are.
I'm trying to establish that myself. Nobody else has ever said that, but I'm saying it now.
I don't think it would really be funny if you said 49, so we'll just bump it up.
We'll bump it up a little.
We'll round up.
I mean, she's going to get
She may or may not make it to 50.
She may not, so we should do it now.
So
or maybe she won't hear this podcast for a year or so.
Right.
Okay.
Or we'll just play it again for her next year.
Yeah.
And the Alzheimer's will kick in. She'll think she's hearing it for
the
first time.
That'll
be awesome.
Do you want that? Because there's three. There's all three. The first one, you remember the first one. Happy birthday. You're turning 30. This was Krista's last year. You really have gone such a long way. You're turning 30. Happy birthday. You're starting to look just like your mom. It was that. It was that. Is Rhonda your mom?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. And then you turn 40, right?
No, I'll be 40 next
year. You'll be 40 next year, and then I will play this for you. Happy birthday. You're turning 40. You really have come such a long way. You're turning 40. Happy birthday. It's doubtful you'll see 40 more. 41? Jesus.
Yeah.
You don't think you'll see 41?
Maybe not.
Okay. Well, you do live in Vegas.
A lot of people don't like me. Except for the one lady out on Sunset Boulevard or Fairfax, wherever.
And the first line works for you, too. You're turning 40. So is your waistline.
Yep.
Your sister like that.
Yeah.
All right, then this is for Rhonda.
All right.
We'll do this the next one for Rhonda. We'll go all the way through. We'll finish this one out. Okay. It's for you, Rhonda. Happy getting old. Happy birthday. You're turning 50. You really have come such a long way. You're turning 50. Happy birthday. Your movements are noticeably slow. You're turning 50. Please no more Speedos. Your mind says you're still 30, but your body doesn't think so. Accept your limits. You're always sleepy. Don't go to singles bars. You just look really creepy. You're turning 50. Stairwells are tricky. Elevators play your favorite songs. When you were 40, you were somewhat active. Now if you go jogging, there's no guarantee you'll live. You're turning 50. Your lover's friendly, a smile and a hug instead of sex is just a plenty. Bedtime's for sleeping. No, it's not boring. You wanna pass out first so you don't have to hear the snoring. You're turning 50. Your only stiffy is in your neck or back if you slept wrong. When you were 30, you had all these grand ideas. Now you're busy plucking all the hair out of your ears. Your body's dragging. Your ass is sagging. You're glad you're going deaf because your spouse is always nagging. Soon you'll be 60. Before you know it, 70 comes only if you're careful and don't blow it. All your friends are in AARP. You're always bragging about your cleanly colonoscopy. One day you're 80. If you can make it, your doctor is the only one who wants to see you naked. You have his number and call him often. Your next apartment's gonna be a little coffin. You're turning 50. Happy birthday. Don't worry, you won't remember this song. Have fun tonight, you're not gonna live long.
Well, it was fun knowing her.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
She probably won't talk to me after
No,
that.
That's it, you lost that friend.
That's it, that's done.
It's all right, she's Pat, you have an age limit, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
50. Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Chris Valenti right after.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
When Phoebe was on earlier, she did this song about a relationship that kind of went sour. And most of your songs are about relationships that have gone sour.
They go sour.
But there's a specific one.
This one didn't go so bad, though. I mean, there's certain points like
this
where...
is better than most.
Yeah, this one was great. I mean, there were like some, I don't know, specific details that became a problem. But other than that, I've had so many, I just had so many relationship issues throughout my dating history that I said, you know what, something has to change. Something has to be done. I got to try something new. So I wrote this song you're talking about my first homosexual experience.
Oh, it's not the song I was thinking of.
I kissed a lesbian. I kissed a dyke. I kissed a lesbian. It was some kind of light. I kissed a lesbian, if you want to know the truth. I met her on my softball team, she hits better than Babe Ruth. I kissed a lesbian, it must have been something she felt. She pulled back from her kiss and said nothing below the belt. I kissed a lesbian, it was not like chasing Amy. Said, listen closely, boy, you got no chance to lay me. I said, that's fine with me. That sounds fair. And then I ran my fingers through her very short spiked hair. Must have been an experiment. She just wanted to see how it felt to kiss a guy again. She chose me. I kissed a lesbian. At first, yeah, it was scary. When I took her shirt off, her armpits were hairy. I kissed a lesbian and I counted her tattoos. 2, 3, 4. I kissed a lesbian and I wanna kiss some more. I kissed a lesbian. No, I did not convert her. When she carried me to the couch, it didn't even hurt her. I kissed a lesbian. She took control. She put me in my place, gave me a peculiar new role. I kissed a lesbian. Man, was she strong. When she slammed me to the ground, I said, this warrants a song. Kissing a lesbian. Man, it was great. Couldn't help but wonder what was the last dish she ate. I kissed a lesbian. She bit my lip. And then she walked away, cause I wasn't equipped. I kissed a lesbian. It's been a while since I seen her. I miss her when I hear the Integral Girls or watch marathons of Xena. I kissed a lesbian. I forgot the rest. I really did. I did. Oh. Wait, hold on. It ends on something good, doesn't it? What's the last line? It ends on, it's something you should try. It's as close as you can come to kissing another guy. There it is. Something like that. Oh, I screwed it up.
Nice.
I wasn't expecting that, Jay.
Well, if you could do one more song before we wrap up this interview.
Oh, okay.
It would.
What should we do?
My current favorite new one. Well, and it's not that new, but it's new to the show. Is the ex girlfriend song.
Oh, that. Yeah, that's a, what's that?
No.
Oh, is that? That's a nice one. I like that.
You're not her.
Just give it away. It's not new. That's on the last album. That's on the live album that I did. Yeah. But it's. You do. Your eyes radiate your honesty. Your hand trembles as you reach for me. You're an absolute beauty. You crawl across a messed up bed. Lay your head down on my chest. Close your eyes like you're dreaming. When you finally speak, you say you're in love. And it's all you've been thinking of. I said, is that true? Cause I'm in love too. With my ex-girlfriend. Who were you in love with? What's the matter? You hit me hard with your left claw. My eyes bleeding as you start to sob. Then you run out screaming. I always find these psycho girls. They seem fine at first, but then they turn suddenly violent. They're all the same, just like whatever her name just was. Sometimes I think maybe I'm to blame, but no, it's their fault because they're not my ex-girlfriend. It's really quite simple. Why can't they get it straight? Just look like her. Just sound like her. Just smell like her. Just be her. Just be her. Just act like her. Just laugh like her. Kick ass like her. Just be her. Just be her. There's a knock on the door. Has my ex-girlfriend come back? No, it's that psycho, what's her name? Here for another attack. She just wants to talk. I love you, that's nice. But you're not her, I need you, that's nice. But you're not her. I want you. That's nice. But you're not her. 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 I'll make you some food. That's nice. But you're not her. I'll get in the mood. For what? You're not her. I'm pregnant with two. That sucks. But you're not her. 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 I'll take my own life. Don't. You're not her. I don't blame you. I know. It's awful. I'll take my own life. Don't. So you're not her. I'm holding a knife. Uh-oh. You're not her. I must be your wife. Hurry up. Kill yourself. You're not her. 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 You're not her.
Away from the studio and I still get a fucking dog barking.
Dogs are crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's very funny.
That's much better. What was the last one that they went crazy to? Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Apparently dogs are not big fans of yours.
Dogs dig me. They dig me. It's like a dog mosh pit.
Anyway, Chris, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is great, Jay.
Yeah, hopefully awesome. You'll come to Vegas with Phoebe.
Yeah,
so she can get her money back.
Let's go. I may be heading there soon.
It'd be awesome. You got to meet Rebecca. I'm sure she could be your next ex girlfriend.
That'd be fun. Oh, sweet, awesome, perfect. Always looking for more.
All right, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number three. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three.
Hold up the light, I wanna see my love's delights. Hold up the light, I wanna see my love's delights. Hold up the light, I wanna see my love's delights. I wanna see my love's delights. I have a rash across my arm. I have a canker, it's benign. This trust holds all my innards in.
I have weird pustules on my spine.
I dribble urine, don't be scared.
The doctor says that I'm just fine.
The doctor says that I'm just fine. Hold up the light, I wanna see my love's delights. Hold up the light, I wanna see my love's delights.
Don't you
hold up the light, I wanna see my love's delights. I wanna see my love's delights.
I have a growth that's sprouting hair. You see this vein, it won't go down.
My feet are peeling thick and cracked.
Just watch my kneecap twirl around.
My gums are bleeding all the time. It's why I make that wheezing sound.
It's why I make this wheezing sound.
Oozing sores will soon scab up. It's time I hit this swelling land.
These polyps make it hard to sit.
My anal leakage is advanced. This eye's plastic, so's this joint. I take one pill, I'm good to go.
I take one pill, I'm good to go.
Put out the light if I can't see, that's quite alright.
Put out the light if I can't see, that's quite alright.
Put out the light if I can't see, that's quite alright.
Don't wanna see my love's delights.
Please
put out the light if I can't see, that's quite alright. Put out the light if I can't see, that's quite alright. Put out the light if I can't see, that's quite alright. Don't wanna see my love's delights. Don't wanna see.
No one to crazy folks, Crazy Jay has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number two, and it's one, two, three. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy Jay. So bid your sanity adieu. Now who's number two?
Oh, number two on our countdown is somebody that Rebecca and I are going to see live on September 10th at the Cannery right here in Las Vegas. It's our good friend Weird Al Yankovic. He's got that new album out called Alpocalypse, full of good, good stuff. Like song number two, it's his Lady Gaga parody. Here he is with Perform This Way.
A superstar. Save your allowance, buy a bubble dress, and someday you will go far. Now on red carpets, well, I'm hard to miss. The press follows everywhere I go. I'll poke your eye out with a dress like this. Back off and enjoy the show. I'm sure my critics will say it's a grotesque display. Well, they can fight me, baby, I perform this way. I might be wearing Swiss cheese or maybe covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way. Perform this way. Ooh, my little monster's pain. Life's cause I perform this way. Baby, I perform this way. Perform this way. Ooh, don't worry, I'm okay. Hey, I just perform this way. I'll be a troll or evil queen. I'll be a human jelly bean. Cause every day is Halloween. I'm so completely original. My new look is all the rage. I'll wrap my small intestines round my neck and set fire to myself on stage. I'll wear a porcupine on my head on a W-H-I-L. And for no reason now I'll sing in French. Excuse me, Y-K-I-P-T. Got my straight jacket today. It's made of gold and made. No, not because I'm crazy, I perform this way. I strap my whip to my feet, cover myself with raw meat. I'll bet you've never seen a skirt stay born this way. Don't be offended when you see my latest pop monstrosity. I'm strange, weird, shocking, odd, bizarre. I'm Frankenstein, I'm Avatar. There's nothing too embarrassing. I'll honestly do anything but wear white after Labor Day. Cause baby, I perform this way. Hope you won't think it's cliche if I go nude today. Don't call the cops now, baby, I perform this way. No reason I should regret all the attention I get. I'm not completely crazy, I perform this way, yeah. I perform this way, hey. I perform this way, hey. I'm always deviating from the norm this way, hey. I perform this way, hey. I perform this way, hey. I'm really not insane, I just perform this way, hey.
Come on, Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number eight. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number one, number one. Number one. Woo, number one. Give us number one.
Across the universe,
slowly going forward, cause we can't find reverse.
as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Yeah, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James
T. Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can it change the laws of physics?
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard
bow. You can't change the script, Jim. Up to you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, one back to nine.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow up.
Coming in at number one on our countdown, that's The Firm and Star Trek. And number two was I Perform This Way by Weird Al. Three was Hold Up the Light by The Frantics. Number four was Bodine Brown by Purvis Pickett. Number five was The Frantics with Last Will and Temperament. Number six, again, Weird Al with Polka Face. Number seven, I Love Onions by Susan Christie. And number eight on our countdown, Ahab the Arab by Ray Stevens. That's going to do it for this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We will see you Saturday at Whiskey Dick's. And that is it, my friends. We're out. Catch you next week.
Click, turned it off because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Then I looked at her and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no. And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $582. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady, and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only, we don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really, well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kind of strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your thinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long, I had a little pile of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know, I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16 wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me and I look at him. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup, and he says, oh yeah, that's right, I just sit down there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight, and then he hands me